The talk tonight is about Burns and Byron. It's about certain aspects of the private lives of Burns and Byron and about how their biography marries up with certain aspects of their poetic output. This talk is in some respects so old-fashioned that it will seem new, particularly to my younger colleagues. What I'm trying to do is bring back a discussion about ethics, about literary ethics. I'm pointing out respects in which Burns and Byron can both seem to be unethical writers, and yet to have produced a body of work which is unrivaled for its beauty. But do we have to look behind that beauty? Do we have to look at the skeletons in the cupboard? I'm going to suggest that we do, no doubt controversially, and no doubt annoyingly for some members of the audience.
It's the old question, isn't it? Great thinkers, great artists, do you judge them on what they produce or on what kind of person they were?
Exactly. How do you make that distinction? Can you make that distinction? Is it always possible? Does the life bleed into the art? I'm going to argue that under certain conditions, it does and must. I'm going to be quite careful about those conditions. I'm not going to say that under any conditions always you have to be concerned with the life of the writer. But I'm going to argue that in the cases of Burns and Byron, there are probably reasons that make us attend to their lives in ways that perhaps we don't with the majority of other writers.
And could their interesting private lives be one reason why they're so famous, studied, revered, even today?
No question about that. Both in the case of Burns and Byron, they both have manias named after them, Burnomania and Byromania. They were both celebrities in their own time. They were pop stars in their way. And they have both traded on their lives to make their poetic reputation. So I'm just going to have another look at these facts and, you know, shine a particular kind of light on them and see whether that energizes people in the audience.